end of day.
You know, right. Wind blowing from the west or the east at about, you know. They don't dig that. Hell, if it's west, you know. So.
What about a rain?
Just barely get wet in.
That's a drizzle. You mean like a sprinkle or a drizzle? Yeah.
Are they about the same?
Well, a sprinkle is simply that, you know, just drops. Just drops, occasional drops. But a drizzle is a light, very slow, just almost what would you call it? Let me see. Well, just a little bitty rain, just a tiny rain, you know, it just drizzles a little bit, you know. But a sprinkle is just drops, drip, 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 you know.
Do you ever hear people say it's misting outside?
Yeah, well, a misty, yeah, misty and a drizzle. A drizzle, I think, is a little bit heavier than a mist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a mist is just that. It looks like a mist, but a drizzle is just a light, light rain, mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. What about the stuff that you might drive into in a low area? Dangerous to drive in.
Fog?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you would call that what kind of day?
Foggy day, yeah. Low-lying fog.
Mm-hmm.
Or as they say, there is fog, you know.
What about if you've gone for a couple of weeks without rain? You'd say you're having
a dry spell.
And if it gets more serious, you'd be having... Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd be having a drought, really, but
yeah.
It'd just be a serious dry spell. Drought, I think, is more or less a westerly term, you know. It's out there where the ground cracks open and that kind of thing. Around here, it just gets dry, you know.
Okay. Say if the wind has been very gentle, but it starts getting stronger,
mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Kicking up. Wind's kicking up or picking up, you know. Basically that. Actually, what it's doing is becoming, you know, more of a weather factor, you know, more intense, and but it's picking up.
Okay. What if it's just the opposite? If it's been strong, but it's getting more and more gentle?
Well, the winds are, you know, getting calm, you know, becoming calm, or nearing calm. Backing off. It's, you know, it's according to if you're doing it in an informative manner, if you're just chit-chatting with a buddy, you know, man, the wind's backing off and maybe we can go flying today, you know. But if you're on the air or making a report of some type, you know, the wind has, you know, eased to 2 miles an hour, you know, this kind of thing. Breeze. A light wind would be a breeze, you know, and a wind 10 to 14 miles an hour would be a, you know, you might say a short gust,
mm-hmm.
You know.
How would you describe invigorating weather, maybe like on an early fall morning? It's a little bit on the cool side, but...
Nippy? Crisp? Yeah, kind of crisp or nippy. Mm-hmm. I use the word nippy, you know. Chilly, mm-hmm. Things like that. It depends.
And if you go outside and you have a light coating of white on the ground, you'd say you had a little...
You mean snow or dew?
Not snow, but... Something else, kind of ice.
Sleet, yeah. You know, like sleet?
Or
frost, frost, yeah, okay.
Sure.
All right.
Are there different kinds, like more severe frost?
Well, there's a heavy frost, you know, light frost, and then there's just a plain frost. It depends, the light frost, you know, they kind of start with a heavy frost because, you know, you hadn't seen one in 6 months, you know,
sure.
And it looks heavy. And then you'll have a light frost, and then you'll get accustomed to it, and it's just a frost, you know. But it's kind of like the old bit about a dash of salt or a dab of salt, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or a smidgen.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, there's, you know, there's differences, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, a smidgen is how much you can hold between your, you know, your thumb and your forefinger, and a dash is just a dash, you know, and a dab is maybe a couple of dashes and a smidgen, you know. And, you know, like this man told me one time, I said, how'd you do that? He said, just this, that, and the other, and a dab and a half, two dabs of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know. It's the weather's a lot the same way. It depends on how you look at it.
Right. Somebody might say it got so cold last night that the lake didn't.
Yeah, it froze over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets much colder, the pond might.
Yeah, it'd probably freeze over too.
Mm-hmm.
But it freezes over, but it thaws up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Actually, I think that it would probably thaw down, but they say thaw up anyway.
Okay, you're saying the pond is...
Thawed up.
Or if it's the process... Freezing.
No, it's just freezing, yeah. Freezing over, you know. It has frozen over.
Right, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any term for the